stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio. Get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 10th. Thank Hello. You for joining us yet once again.
I think I'm high.
You think you're high?
I think so.
I think you're high all the time.
I'm high on life.
High on life. There you go.
This is just the weirdest thing.
It's I know. I can tell in your eyes something's not right.
I'm not really here.
It seems like you're on pain medication or something.
I'm not. So
you got to tell us, what made you high this morning?
The Garden of One, which is one of my favorite herbal places. It's up in upstate New York. They've been on the show before. They have this Exeler, and I forget what it's called, but basically it's, I forgot about it. I'm like, oh yeah, I want to try that again. It's like an EMF Exeler, and what EMF is electromagnetic force field.
Frequency,
right?
No?
Frequencies,
or field?
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever the F is.
Yeah, maybe field, magnetic field. I think you're right.
Know.
Okay.
So anyway, you take it and it gets rid of, I mean, basically they say keep it away from electronics. It's magnetic and it'll erase things. But you're supposed to drink it.
Really?
So
you drink metal.
I did.
Right.
I drank a teaspoon of it.
Wow.
And I looked at the ingredients, and it's like some weird flower thing, but it's also gold, like, in there.
There's gold in it.
I don't know what happens when you drink gold. But anyway, I've only drank it one time before, and I thought it was a really weird feeling, but it was cool.
Yeah.
It was like, it's kind of like the same feeling I get when I give, when I receive, like, reconnective healing.
Really?
It's the same feeling.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's weird. I find it weird. It's like I bottled it. I don't know. Anyway, so I drank like a teaspoon of it, and I could feel it going down my body, which was weird. And now I feel high.
Wow. So what is that thing supposed to do for you? Why do you take it in the first place?
It's supposed to, like, get all kinds of radiation and frequencies out of your body. I mean, like, bad frequencies. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know
like
I had bad frequencies.
Like, lower vibrational. Body. Well, when you're around, like, computers and technology and stuff all day, it's emitting, like, certain frequencies.
Right.
So it's kind of like getting rid of the low vibrational stuff.
Yeah. But isn't
radiation.
That sort of like looking for things, you know?
Maybe
I mean?
I'm high because I keep getting so much radiation.
Yeah.
I've broken so many bones and I've had MRIs.
Right.
Maybe that's
but I've
why.
Never, I've
maybe
never heard
really
of anybody
working.
being concerned with being electromagnetic.
Actually, I know a lot of people that are. And I used to wear medallions that had it. And like
really?
My phone, whoops, and my phone is... not off, apparently.
So what kind of a high? Is that like a good feeling? Is that like when you take pain medication or something or what?
I mean, I haven't taken pain medication in so long, but yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Mm. It's kind of like I'm fuzzy.
Yeah. God. You got to let me try some of that, too.
I'll have to bring it in.
I'll
I mean,
take
it's
anything
all...
to get you high, man.
Oh, my God. It's all natural. It's not even supposed to get you high.
Wow.
It's not supposed to at all.
Yeah. Maybe you were supposed to eat something beforehand?
I have a shake.
Well, that's not food.
Well,
but maybe.
It is food when you're juicing.
Yeah. Are you like juicing now? You're not eating any solid or what?
No, I've just decided. I don't know what it is recently. I have been disgusted by food.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like nothing's appealing to me.
Yeah. Well, that happens to me too. I mean, that actually is happening to me right now.
Yeah.
Where I'm like tired of everything. You know,
yeah.
It's like I miss my mom's cooking, you know. That never gets old.
Yeah.
But to eat out or, you know, to eat at home and make the same things all the time, it gets boring. So I know what you mean. Like I go till 3-4 o'clock without eating until I'm about to pass out.
Right.
Then I'll get a sandwich or something.
Yeah, I don't
wow,
understand
that's
either.
Interesting.
It's really weird.
Yeah, maybe it's the weather. I don't know. It's gotten very warm.
Yeah, I don't eat as much when it's warm, I don't think. I don't know. Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's interesting.
It is weird, huh?
So everything's kind of like, eh. I don't want it. I don't want that either.
Doesn't sound appealing.
And I've been like that the past week. It's weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like.
So listen, bring that stuff in tomorrow. I want to check
okay.
it out.
I will. No, I will. It's really weird. I can't bring it. I'll bring it in like a little thing.
Yeah.
And we'll take it out there. I don't want it to mess with the electronics.
You think it would?
I don't know. It says to keep it away from it.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know. And it's weird. Yeah. It's in this like tin, in a bottle, inside of a tin. You're supposed to like keep it in like a cupboard. And it's weird. The tin keeps it protected from radiation or EMF.
Right.
Too. It's very, very strange.
Wow. So if people want to get this, where can they get it?
You can go to gardenofone.com and tell her you heard Bridgetta talking about the Exceler that helps against EMF.
Yeah.
Because I forget what it's called. But it's a certain Exceler that Garden of One has. But Garden of One has all kinds of different things. They've got like sprays and mists and I mean, I'm obsessed with their stuff.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. You'll think it sounds strange, but whatever. I'm a strange bird. So.
No, I don't think you're strange anymore.
Okay. So there's these Aura sprays they have, and I've been obsessed with the Aura sprays since God, I was like 10 or 11.
Really?
Yeah, they've been around for a really long time, and they sell to this company over in Maryland. My sister and I like love them. So for Christmas every year, we used to get them and whatnot. Anyway, you spray them around like your head, and it feels tingly.
Really?
It's so weird.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, that's how I discovered Garden of One, because their products, sometimes they were like just taking forever to restock, and I wanted them. So I called the company directly, which was in New York, and because this was a store that I used to go to and get them in Maryland. So anyway, that's how I became friends with the owner.
Oh, wow.
And learned more. And they have all kinds of products. I mean, all kinds of amazing, amazing things to kind of help your well-being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. Maybe I should start taking some of that stuff.
They've got...
But my well-being is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, they've got like, you know...
I don't look for like frequencies and shit in my body.
They've got like oils and salts and herbs, you know, for your bath or sprays, lotions. Everything's all from her herbal garden. She has like...
Right.
We had her on the show. Like I said, she has like 20,000 acres.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've talked
about
that.
Of farmland up in upstate New York.
It wasn't called the Garden of One, though.
Yeah.
It was called something else.
You're thinking Sage Mountain.
That was
another place.
Oh, that's another place.
They don't do this stuff.
Okay.
Sage Mountain is where I'm going to school with, and I will have my certificate soon. Actually, I'm on my last class. It's
really? You're going there?
Yeah.
Wow.
My last class. I'll have my license soon.
It's beautiful there.
I know.
Right?
So I call myself an herbalist already because like I'm on the last class. So
yeah.
You know, I have to write a few essays. I'm working on that this week. But anyway,
essays for that?
Oh yeah.
Really?
You have to make products, turn them in, take pictures of your stuff, like write progress reports, essays, all kinds of things. I mean, it's no joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to take like certain cases and write reports
on it. So you're really involved in this?
Yeah.
Wow.
But anyway, so yeah, that's Sage Mountain in there. And she helps start Traditional Medicinals, which is the tea company that you find in Ralph's or, you know, any grocery store or Whole Foods has them, of course. But Traditional Medicinals is an herbal tea company. So she started it, like, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah. Well, it's good you get involved in this because apparently you like this stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, you do something that you love and you'll be good at it.
Thanks.
Yeah, so you'll have to start giving us healings and shit.
I'm actually doing another reconnection today.
Really?
On somebody. Yeah, right after the show, I'm taking off and going right there. But yes, you should get your reconnection.
Maybe I should.
You should.
You know, maybe I should, being so skeptical and everything.
You know, it says it speeds up your life path. People who aren't supposed to be in your life will fall off. But it's not just bad things, it's good things. Like, instead of it taking, you know, 3-4 years to get to where you want to be, or to always wonder, gosh, can I just get through this part of my life? I just want to get there quicker. It happens instantly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been pretty instantaneous for me. I mean, like, I don't even speak to anyone I used to speak to.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, it's strange. And
yeah.
I was upset about it at first, and at times it's like kind of sad, but you know what? Those people didn't serve me. I get it. Like,
that's
they kind of clouded my life, and what point was it?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know. I need to get rid of some people in my life. I mean, yesterday, you know, a person that I thought I knew, colleague, you know, used a racial remark on me.
What?
You know, referring to me being Jewish and, you know, and all that. Took his gloves off, obviously, in the fucking email. You know, told me all kinds of crazy shit. And this is someone that we've done so much for over the years, you know. But, Yeah, so you want to talk about people to get rid of in your life? Yeah, I've got a few of those, you
yeah.
know. And I don't have any enemies, you know, but when
right.
people start fucking talking to me the wrong way, it's like, fuck
yeah.
you, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
No, I totally get it.
So it's like funny, but I always, you know, I always figure there's no more racism here, you know, people understand each other.
There
it's like,
isn't
you know,
until you
a melting
get mad.
Pot. Yeah, exactly. Until people, the yeah. real person comes out.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, I mean, I'm not like that no matter what, how mad I get, I wouldn't pull out things like that, but
right.
I used to.
Did you?
And I will say it was because, well, you know, I'm just way more chill now, I think,
yeah.
anyways. It takes a lot to get me mad,
right.
but when I'm mad, I'm fuming. And mm. I will find, and that's the thing, I will sit here and I will find things just to say to make you mad.
Really?
Like, yeah, and it's stupid. Like, that's,
yeah.
and that's what I used to do. It used to be really bad. Like, you know, you make me mad and you've done something that really, really, really like boils my skin. And, you know, I'm Italian, so I blood boil inside.
Yeah.
And instead of reacting how, you know, I'd just be verbal. So that way it's still safe in a way.
Right.
But I will find like, if this was your favorite paint color of the wall, I would rip this wall color apart.
Really?
Knowing how much it meant to you.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it would just be like
the...
verbal, you know what I mean? And,
yeah.
and I don't do that anymore, but
right.
I used to do that. So it's just someone coming from, you know, a place where they don't
yeah.
know what else to say.
No, absolutely. And thinking low of themselves because,
right.
I wouldn't say shit like this to people.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You
either.
Know, even if I thought it, I wouldn't say it. I don't care
yeah.
how much I don't like someone. But people always use that as an excuse. Like you said, they don't have anything to say. So,
right. They don't know what else to say.
So they try to hurt you and
exactly.
shit like that.
They
yeah.
try to find anything they can they know that's going to bother you.
Right.
So that's
yeah.
what, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah, but good riddance, you know. He did the
yeah.
job for me, so.
Well, you know, it's funny because, like, I learned to do, this is, I was picked on as a child, like, forever. Because I was the one that was, I was so quiet. Can you believe I was quiet?
Really?
I was quiet.
That's
yeah.
funny, man.
I know. I was like the quiet, I was scared of everyone and everything. Like,
wow.
I didn't say anything to anyone. So I was picked on for years. And then when I found a voice and I found, like, my dad kind of like helped me do that. And I found a way to stick up for myself. My dad, you know, he shouldn't have said it the way he did. He would just say their insecurities that they're trying to pick on you for, find theirs and do it back.
Mm.
Okay. You know, and this is coming from a very Italian dad.
Right.
So that's what I did.
Yeah, get
and then
back at
it kind of just went on for years and years. And then it was
right.
like anyone that looked at me the wrong way, then that's what I'm saying. You know, like I was making up for past long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, there you go.
So and now I get all of that
yeah.
and I don't do that because I don't need to. Like
yeah.
I realize I don't really care.
Yeah, no, I mean bullying creates a lot of anger and,
right.
and hurt, you know.
Right.
And I totally get it, you know. I mean, I wanted to bring this up because you touched on the point of bullying. And I guess this Canadian teen girl committed suicide after an alleged rape and bullying about the rape.
Wow.
You know? So she was like 17 years old. She got raped like last year or something, or 2011. 2011, she was 15. She was a gang rape, and someone took a picture of this, and then she had to live with this.
Someone took a picture of her being raped?
Yeah.
What?
And
so why aren't they all in jail?
Well, I don't know.
And
I don't
why
know
is the person who took
stuff,
the picture an accomplice? Because basically, they didn't do anything about it.
Right.
For example, if this were a murder or a bank robbery,
right.
you would all be accomplices.
Right.
Even the one who sat there did nothing, because you did nothing, you're an accomplice, you took a photo.
Right. I don't know. You know, I mean, I don't know what was involved with the people that instigated this, because the show is more about, it's showing a picture of her having sex with one of the boys.
What?
So, yeah. Wow. And so she tried to hang herself and then she died in the hospital.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
She was in a coma. So, I know what you mean about bullying, you know.
Right.
I mean, it creates so much anger inside and self-hatred and shit like this, and especially when you're a kid. I mean, it's hard enough
yeah.
for an adult.
Yep.
You know, but in high school where you value your peers' opinion so much, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, I know what you're saying. So, yeah, I mean, you know, but, you know, just to try to put you down with racist remarks and shit just doesn't get you anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
And this is funny because he's from a minority group, too.
Oh,
so
God.
So what the fuck is your problem?
You should
know?
Just slam it back
yeah.
and be like, I'm sorry.
Well, but I'm not like that.
Why don't you look in the mirror? Like, what the hell?
Oh, man. I just called him a filthy racist bastard.
Yeah.
That was the end of it.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Crazy
yeah.
people.
So we're going to have an author calling in a few minutes, right? He's
right.
He's calling at 10:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's going to be interesting. He talks about TV anchor people and stuff, which sounds interesting. You forgot to bring me the book again.
Oh, I realized he only sent me a copy. And the one that I have two of is from yesterday. That's in my car, actually.
Okay.
So we'll get that when we leave. But this guy only sent one copy. I'll read it and give it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. It's called Weighing Anchors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So, this guy used to be a TV news writer.
Cool.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So, going to talking about North Korea. So yesterday, do you like Dick Cheney? Remember he was Bush's vice president?
Yeah.
Do you like him?
I don't have a problem with him. Yeah.
Really? Because I never could stand him. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
I'm sorry. I hate Biden. He's turning into Hitler. Sorry, I saw it yesterday.
Really?
How they're going around. We will go around and collect every gun that every U.S. citizen owns. Like, it was some comment he made. It was put on Facebook yesterday, mm-hmm. and I just wrote Hitler. Mm. That's what I wrote, Hitler, because he's Hitler reincarnated. I'm sorry. I can't stand Biden and Obama as the devil. So okay. Next.
Okay, if you say so. You know.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Wow. I need to drink water here. But, you know, you're talking about guns, and we talked about a four-year-old yesterday shooting her mom, right?
Yeah, but you have to remember, what did we talk about? It was a sheriff
that left
his own gun.
Right. Well, let me tell you this. Now, a six-year-old dies yesterday after being shot by a four-year-old. Okay, now this four-year-old,
who left the gun out?
Well, the parents were like right there, you know, and I guess the boy went into the house, emerged with a .22 caliber rifle and fired a single shot. I mean, how the fuck does a kid get a hold of a rifle?
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
And
but it happens
rifle,
a lot. You know,
yeah.
it
well,
happens a
you know
lot.
What
the hell's wrong
it
with
it? It happens.
People?
Everything. Car accidents happen every fucking day. Excuse my language. Every day.
Right.
Those are machines. There are, I don't know how many car accidents, but there are thousands
right,
upon thousands.
Right, but these are not little kids.
I don't care.
Okay.
My point is, what are you going to do? Go and take away every damn car from every one of us because
they're weapons? No, I'm not saying
we
should take away guns, but I really think there should be restrictions. I really do.
There are restrictions.
There aren't.
Yes, there are. And here's the thing. If these kids, four-year-olds, have access to guns, then the parents should be arrested.
Yeah. I mean,
that's,
what's the rifle
honestly,
doing
that's what
in the
it
house?
Is. The rifles can be in the house. They just need to have a safety lock on it. And they shouldn't be loaded. I'm sorry. A loaded gun that's not safety lock when you've got four or five, six-year-olds in your house and they know how to use them?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
You're the idiot. That's all. You're the idiot. Oh, well.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm questioning the psychology of someone who owns a gun and leaves it like that.
I just think
it's
funny that we're publicizing more of these stories every day just to make it a fact on the gun issue. Where we don't publicize every car accident. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go online now every day and I'm going to look up the amount of car accidents that there were just in LA County alone and post it every day. Do you think we should start a ban on every car?
No, but that, but
I mean, that's
what
I'm saying.
No, but the thing is that, someone gets an automatic weapon and they shoot a lot of people at once. But then again, there was someone who was stabbing people in Texas.
Exactly. You get a knife. I could pull that sign on the street corner off and I could stab someone with it. I could stab you with a pencil. I could, you know what's funny? What I think is really funny, and now they're allowing scissors back on airplanes.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why?
And baseball bats.
That doesn't make
because
any sense to me.
Yeah, because they feel you can't really cause much damage with that, which is bullshit.
I could stab your eye out.
Right.
And
you
here's
can
the
do
thing.
A lot of shit.
Here's another thing. I was put in a very, very, very awful situation once where I was almost raped.
Mm.
This was in Hawaii like five, 6 years ago. And it was a horrible situation. And how did I get out of it? Because I had a heel on. Ladies, listen up. Here's your new weapon. I took the heel off. I was able to bend. Like, I was laying on the ground. They had me pinned on the ground.
Wow.
But I was able to reach my heel and took the heel off and stabbed the guy in the eye with the end of my heel.
Wow.
Yeah. What am I going to do?
Yeah, that's true.
And I got up
that's
and was able to
do.
Run away.
Wow.
And
how many guys? Two guys?
No.
More?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But the thing is like, there were a bunch of... One guy was holding me down. Mm. The others were kind of just standing around. But they were so in shock that I gouged the guy's eye. Mm. I mean, it was bleeding from his eye. I didn't have time to, like... I didn't care.
Yeah, who cares?
I took off running.
You know, at a time like this?
All I care about is my life, and you're endangering it, and you're all, frankly, pussies for standing around and letting that happen.
Yeah.
So I took off running.
Wow.
Yeah, so a heel is
a
weapon.
You know?
Anything can be a weapon.
Yeah.
You just have to think smart.
Yeah.
You know, when I walk around and I'm in the city... And I walk around. I have my keys between my fingers.
Yeah.
If someone comes up to me, don't think twice that I won't gouge you with a key.
Right. But these things, you know, there's no accidents with fucking keys. Give me a break, you know?
I'm just saying.
I mean, the kid's not going to take a key and kill another kid, you know? But look, you're right. I mean, I don't think that's a reason to take away guns. But people have to be a little more careful with their bullshit.
You know what?
Especially when they have kids.
And I have another point to make that someone... we know very well has made it, just texted, and this is very true. More people are killed by doctors of malpractice than every type of murder combined. And you know what? That's a fact, and I totally agree with that. And that's fucking bullshit. So should we go around and start putting doctors on trial? You know what? My grandfather was actually killed in the hospital by the hospital. We sued them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you win?
They did.
Really?
Yeah, but it didn't matter. He wound up dying anyway.
Right.
So it's not going to bring my grandfather back.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no, I know.
So how about the fact that my whole ankle, you're sprained. I mean, that's just a small example. Oh, it's sprained. Go ahead. It's freaking broken. And now I have nerve damage that I have to live with for the rest of my life.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just saying, we should hang the doctor, shouldn't we? We should.
Yeah, we should.
Oh, let's put them all on trial. In fact, I would like that, but
yeah.
Very much so. But it's just bullshit.
Right.
It's Hitler. It's Hitler reincarnated.
But we love fucking guns too much in this country. I still think that, you know? I mean, we're obsessed
with
fucking violence and guns.
I love my car. I collect swords from all around the world.
Okay,
from all different things.
Swords are fine.
Swords are fine?
Yeah.
I could impale you if I wanted to.
That's true. You could.
Yeah.
But not by mistake.
I could if I were playing around with it. Hey, kids, check this out. Let me show you my new sword collection. There was an idiot that came to my house. I was during a party once, and I could have gotten in trouble.
Really?
Here's the thing. Because it was my house, my party, and I was serving liquor, and people were playing with my swords and knives that
You're
I had laid out. I'm responsible.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So these guys, and someone stole my nunchucks at that party, which I was really upset about because I like my nunchucks.
Do you have them?
Not anymore. They're gone.
Oh,
they stole
really?
Them.
You know how to use them?
Yeah,
without
I took
hurting
classes.
Yourself?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I got beat up when I took the classes, but no, it was a lot of fun. But anyway, point is they were playing with my knives and swords, drunk at my party. Now, if they happen to trip and fall and cut their foot or toe off, who's responsible?
That's true.
I am.
Well, don't make them available. The
well,
swords.
They're on display. You, as an adult, should know not to touch them. A, it's not your property. Don't touch it. B, you don't know how to use it. Don't touch it. C, you're drunk.
Right.
You know, so technically, if I had a good lawyer, and I would find a good lawyer, I would throw it back. Well, you're the freaking moron who touched it in the first place.
Yeah,
not
but
how to
it
do
depends
it.
What the law is like.
Well,
you know
what?
Know.
This is when you don't touch things. You know that thing your parents told you when you're younger and they just spank you? Don't touch it. It's not yours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't touch it. It's not yours.
Right.
You touched it and, you know, serves you right. You're the idiot. Sorry.
That's true. That's true. Some people are idiots, man. What can
so
I
anyway,
tell
my
you,
point
know?
With the whole gun thing is I don't think it's a big deal. You can own guns all you want. It's just you as a parent. It is your responsibility as a gun owner or a parent, and if it's both, you know, to put the safety on and not have a loaded gun nearby or anywhere where your kids are.
Yeah,
it should be locked up
loaded.
In a gun cabinet.
Exactly.
But if it's not loaded, then, you know, have the
no,
safety
No, but
on.
I mean, why should the kid get a hold of a gun, period, loaded or not?
They shouldn't. They shouldn't.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't know.
So it's not anyone's responsibility but the parents.
Yeah.
So, therefore.
I guess. I don't know. But, you know. So, yeah. So, yesterday in Texas, I guess, in the Lone Star College near Houston, I guess. I don't know if you heard, but this guy started stabbing people. He injured 14 people there. And I don't know how he could do this so quickly where he hurt 14 different people.
Oh, you can go pretty quick.
Yeah. With a knife, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Still, I mean, somebody would fucking catch you.
You would
beforehand.
Think, but it's more of the shock. Like, people are... It's not like it's... Okay, here's the thing. It's not like it's the Wild West, right, which we should look at it like it is. But back in the Wild West days, you're always looking behind your back, like, who's going to stab me? Especially if you're in that, you know, high profile or whatever, you know. If you're like a sheriff, or if you're like, you know, in whatever way.
Shoot me,
or you got a lot of crops or whatever it is. So you're constantly looking behind your back like, I might get shot, I might get stabbed, right? Mm-hmm. I might get a bow and arrow through my head. I don't know.
Right.
But nowadays, you don't really think that way.
Right.
You kind of just walk. You kind of just do. You're walking through the train yard. You're walking through stores.
Yeah,
whatever
you
it
don't
is.
Worry about
you
your
don't
life,
worry about it. You don't think about it.
Yeah.
So if I get stabbed, it's more of the, what just happened? I need to process this. It's going to take a minute for my body to realize that I was stabbed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like this whole, like, thing before you even realize what's going on.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, you could easily stab 14 people
right
in a heartbeat.
So I guess, you know, you can do mass murder, too, with a knife.
That's, you could do it with scissors. You can do it with a baseball bat. I could go around and slap y'all on the heads with a baseball bat.
Right.
You know what I mean? You would just drop like flies.
Yeah, which I sometimes feel like doing.
Yeah.
To some drivers, huh?
I could run you all. Remember the dude, the old man, who ran through the farmer's market with his car?
Right.
In Santa Monica and injured like 20 people?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
What about him?
Same shit.
Yeah, but it wasn't done on purpose.
It doesn't matter.
Why?
It's just the point that it can't
happen. The
guy
with the knife, you know, went there because he wanted.
I mean, that's crazy. I mean, yeah, it's just crazy.
The same that
and
he...
And see, here's the thing. Here's what I would think. Here's what's so crazy. If I had been the one getting stabbed, I would automatically think, shit, he stabbed 13 people before me. Does that mean I'm going to get AIDS? Because the knife went in them, then it went in me.
Because of the blood.
I would literally, that's what I would go through my head.
Right.
Oh my God, do I have a disease now?
Yeah. Well, you know, but apparently they're saying this guy had fantasies of stabbing people since he was 8 years old. And he'd been planning this for a while. I mean, how the fuck can you have a fantasy of stabbing people when you're eight years old?
These are people who have delusions. And they need help.
Yeah, that's
well,
the thing. You
I mean,
know,
the thing is
mentally.
Did people know that he? I mean, obviously he came out and he had told somebody this.
Right.
So was there a?
Well, no, he told the investigators this. Now.
Was there a record of this? Did he go and see therapists? Did he? I mean.
I don't know. I don't know that anybody knew about this. You know, I mean, they're just finding out now. What was going on, but shit, you know, I mean...
Okay, this is totally not the same thing at all.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I would ever do that.
Right.
But I will say that, okay, for example, I was in this place called the Ice Bar. I don't know where this thought came from.
Oh, I can see where it's going. Go on.
And it was, and it's an ice bar. It's a, you have to wear a coat and full gloves. You can only be in there for 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
They're around the world. And I was in New Zealand, I think, or Australia. I don't remember. Anyway,
why do they call it ice bar? It's made of ice?
The whole
room?
Place is made of ice.
Really?
Including the chairs.
Wow.
The bar. Everything is ice. So even their cups are ice. So there's ice luges, there's whatever. So I'm in there and I'm like, and the floor is snow, so it doesn't slippery.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, all I want to do is throw my cup on the floor and watch it break. That's all I want to do. It was like in my head. And it's like, yeah, I got to do it. I'd already envisioned it happening. So I had to do it. So when they lined up my drinks, I pounded it and threw them on the floor. And they broke, obviously.
Right.
It was ice. And they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, I just wanted to do it. I wanted to hear the sound of ice break. And I wanted to watch it happen on the floor. I just, I don't know. I wanted to do it.
I think you need some help, too.
But
I mean,
it was just in the ice bar. Then I also signed my name with my nail on the wall. Why not?
I thought this was going to involve an ice pick or something.
No.
Good.
I tried to break some of the ice luges, but it didn't happen. I was drunk.
Wow.
But, yeah, when you have...
That would
when
be cool to be in a glass bar.
Right.
Yeah.
An ice bar. But
ice
it's the
bar,
same
I'm
thing.
Sorry.
It's like, if you're going to put me in a glass house,
right.
I'm going to want to break something.
Right.
Like, I have to. I have to do it. Oh, my God. I have to do it.
Wow.
I just want to see what happens. If I were to touch this one part in the window, would it be a chain reaction throughout the whole house? I'm just wondering.
Really? So you do like experiments?
Yeah.
Scientific experiments.
I just wonder. These things go through my head. There is this house in Florida, in Naples, actually. And we've been to it.
Uh-huh.
And it's a China house. The entire house is made of China.
Wow.
And yeah.
Really?
It's crazy. It is insane. So you have to like, it's nuts. Like you can go in it and all this stuff. Well, the whole time, and I was young when I was there. And I was probably like 8 or 9. And I was like, all I want to do
is break
some shit. Oh, God. I just really want to break some shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And you know what? It's kind of funny. It's like that. Have you seen Oz? The new Oz?
No. Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good. Oh. I went and I saw it, and then it made me think, because there's this town where they it's a Chinatown. Mm-hmm. And everything there is made of China. China dolls. Okay. China houses.
Hold on. Hold that thought, because our
guests.
Yeah, but
okay.
Remember, we're talking about China. We'll come back to it. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello?
Hello?
You with us?
Apparently not.
He'll probably call back. Yeah. So a house made of China.
A house made of China, yeah. So anyway, this area, this neighborhood was all made of China dolls. And the thing is, the China doll could talk. And, I mean, it's Oz, okay? It's the Great Oz. So anyway, you know, the Great Oz is looking in, and he's like, oh, China doll, and she's crying. Her whole village has been destroyed. She has no family. And she's like, I can't move. And she's holding up her broken China doll leg. And he comes in with glue, and he fixes her, and she can walk again.
Yeah.
It's really cute. Wow. Anyway.
Okay, hold on a second. So this is the movie.
Is the movie, but this is exactly what I thought when I went into that house.
I see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, I'm calling Brigitta.
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 And Brigitta's here.
Mervyn Block is my name.
Hi, Mervyn. How are you?
Thank you for calling in, Mervyn.
Yes. And he's the author of Weighing Anchors, and we've been dying to talk to you.
Yes, absolutely. Where are you calling us from today?
A place called Manhattan.
Oh, nice. Never heard of that one before. but it's an interesting name. So
my old city.
Yeah. So from what we understand, you're a veteran TV news writer, and you wrote a book called Weighing Anchors. Tell us a little bit about the book and what it's about.
Well, the book is about the anchors of the network evening newscasts, mm-hmm. and the book documents deceptions, distortions, delinquencies. It presents excerpts of scripts and points out factual errors, grammatical errors.
Right. So you would watch like news programs and stuff and catch them doing this.
Well.
Right.
Yes.
Wow.
You know what I find interesting is, see, this is
more important than watching. I was listening.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, I guess it's more important.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because it's funny, because I've always said, and we've talked about this before, Sam, where, news is delivered to you, you know, it could be things that happen, but anything with the government, it's just whatever comes through, and we're just delivering whatever the White House.
You don't think they double-check the facts?
No, or you can't. How are you going to? You're going to double-cross the president? You're going to double-cross what comes through the, you know, D.C.? No, you're just going to report whatever they say, and most of the time, it's bullshit.
I guess it is.
Or misconstrued.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. So, Mervyn, what made you decide to write this book?
Well, I kept hearing mistakes on the evening newscast that I thought shouldn't be made on a network evening newscast, where anchors are paid in the millions of dollars and the networks are, you know, at the pinnacle of broadcasting.
Right.
And I thought a collection of these mistakes would make a good read.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Apparently you thought so too.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So but from what I understand, anchors don't really get involved with the story. They just pretty much read what the reporters, the producers, give them. No.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I would say some of them work on some stories, and, you know, I wouldn't say that they're merely mouthpieces for staff writers.
Like talking heads. Okay.
Or for anyone else.
Right. So you're saying that the anchors should actually go through the stories and double-check the facts? I mean, isn't that, like, a little too much when there's other people who should do that?
Well, there should be. Every newscast should have a copy reader, mm-hmm. or copy editor,
right?
Someone who's a first-rate writer and a first-rate editor, someone who spots inconsistencies or spots factual errors.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like a script supervisor. Like if we were, you know, doing a TV show or a movie, we would have a script supervisor.
Right.
And what they do is they're in charge of making sure that you're sticking to what the facts are or to what the script is.
Right. And so, I would imagine they have fact checkers and things like that. I mean, I think that would go without saying.
Yeah.
You know, so do we really need to blame the anchors or is it the people behind them?
Hmm.
Well, the anchors are responsible for every word they utter on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the anchors, Scott Pelley of CBS Evening News and Brian Williams of NBC,
right,
are both the managing editors of their program.
Oh, very interesting.
Hmm.
Very interesting.
They have the title managing editor. Diane Sawyer of ABC does not have that formal title, but I imagine that she's treated as if she were the managing editor. I mean,
right.
In any case, she's reading copy that she's responsible for, even if she didn't write it.
That makes sense.
You're right. That is true.
You know, so I just don't see how they can possibly, though, check all the facts of the stories that are given to them to read, but you know, I guess they should, one way or another.
Well, you know, they should, because in a way, if I'm given something, and I'm, even if I'm working on a commercial, I want to know that it's not going to harm people if it's a product, for example.
Right.
I want to know that if I'm reading it out loud and I'm selling something to you, that it's not going to harm people, because whatever comes out of my mouth, you're believing.
That's true.
Even though it's just a script and I'm a paid actor to read it, it's still important for me to know, you know, that it's not harming anyone.
Yeah.
Or whatnot. I mean, like Extends, for example, when I did that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. So, tell us one of the, can you give us like an example of how they misrepresent the news or make mistakes and things like that? Is there something that comes into your mind?
Well, one incident that I recall, something that I spell out in the book, was about an attack in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And Reuters news agency carried a story at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And that night, Brian Williams reported the story. The next night, he also was anchoring, and he said the attack occurred overnight. The previous night he had said that the attack had occurred at sundown, I guess, in Iraq.
That's true.
And the next night he said it occurred overnight. Well, as a matter of fact, when Reuters reported this story at 2 p.m. the previous day, it said the attack had begun at 10 a.m. that day. So that meant when Brian Williams went on the air and for the second night and said that the attack occurred overnight, it had in fact occurred 32 hours before he said it was an overnight attack.
Yeah.
So I call that a story or article. I call that the overnight life of Brian.
Oh, okay. Where his time is synchronized differently from ours, I guess.
Well, at least in that case.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is interesting because when I went, I took a few courses in journalism in college. And I remember there's this thing called GFE, which is gross factual error. And I mean, you would flunk a class if you made a mistake on a fact like this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is interesting that this is going on and we're not even aware of it. You know, we just pretty much take what they tell us, you know. So this this sounds very interesting. You know, I told Brigitte when I saw this, I said, I got to read this book, you know, because it's obviously about anchors we know as well, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you mentioned Brian Williams and Diane Sawyer. So so you're taking on the...
Anderson Cooper.
Really? Even Anderson?
Wolf Blitzer.
Wow.
Both of them are at CNN. And many other anchors... but if you look in the index, you'll see the names of other anchors and correspondents.
Yeah. Yeah.
The networks call their reporters correspondents.
Right. That's true. That's. I mean, I watch the news all the time. CNN is on in my house all day. And, you know, you grow to sort of like trust Anderson Cooper and Wolf Blitzer. That's why I'm surprised that you bring this up, you know, but... I'm sure you've done your research and you know what you're talking about. So.
Oh, yeah. I don't speculate. I mean, I have scripts in hand when I write about various people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, Mervin,
don't focus on the sinner. I focus on the sin, you know, but I do identify the culprits.
Right. Yeah. Well, that sounds interesting. I mean, I can't wait to read it, so... we'll definitely review the book after we read it. Mervin, do you have a website where people can find out more? Tell us also how people can get the book.
Well, they can get it. I'll tell you, my website is mervinblock.com.
Okay. And I see you have a lot of articles there and columns and so forth.
Yes. And the book is available at fine bookstores everywhere. Any bookstore that doesn't have it is not a fine bookstore.
That's right. That's right. I'm telling you.
And also, Amazon.com is offering it. BNN.com. BNN is Barnes & Noble.
Right.
And there are many places around the country, around the world, where it's sold.
Sounds good. Now, when did you write this book? Is this rather new?
Well, I wrote the book on what might be called the installment plan. Oh. I wrote 1,000 words and posted them at my website. Mm-hmm. And then I wrote another 1,000. And I did it piece by piece over several years.
I see.
And then I put them all together, expanded them, revised them, tried to improve them, and now they're all available in this book, Weighing Anchors.
Sounds good.
When Network News, the subtitle tells part of the story, subtitle is When Network Newscasters Don't Know Right, W-R-I-T-E, right. Don't Know Right from Wrong.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense to me. Now, okay, so everybody go out, get the book. It's called Weighing Anchors, Mervin Block. And I think it's pretty relevant, you know, because everybody watches TV.
Yeah.
And, you know, TV news and stuff. But now... I don't know that I'll trust them so much anymore.
See, and I've told you before, you know, it's just they're just babbling bottleheads.
Yeah.
That's what I look at it like. So I don't listen.
All right, Mervin. Well, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, thank you.
Everybody go out and get it. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also Mervin's website is mervinblock.com. Mervin, all the best to you. Take care of Manhattan for us. And
thank you. And I'll do my best.
Okay, alrighty. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Cute.
Yeah, I know. You know, I mean, I like when, and he's been it says he's a veteran TV news writer, so it's right up his alley. You know, I mean, it's he knows what he's talking about. I would imagine.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Let's see, what else were we covering here?
I believe Lindsay Lohan is going on Letterman this week.
Oh, she is.
Which is kind of funny.
Should we care about that?
No, I just wanted to report it. I mean, why not? There's a lot of things going on. And then actually, they got approved, Beyonce and whatever her dude is.
Jay-Z?
Yeah, going to...
Cuba?
Yeah. They got approved.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they have to do everything according to the way they want, you know.
Right.
Remember also in the hospital, I guess, when they had the whole floor vacated for them or something when they had the baby?
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. Who cares? Yeah. Why does the floor have to be vacated because you're having a baby?
Yeah.
Honestly.
Well, because they're bigger than God, that's why.
Yeah, but it's not like anyone's going to try.
I mean, that's in their mind. In their mind, yeah.
Anyway, did you guys hear about Farrah Abraham's sex tape? Basically, she was on the show Teen Mom, who had an unplanned pregnancy. And I guess she had sex with somebody, and it was filmed.
Really?
And it's on camera. So she had her 15 minutes of fame from, you know, Teen Mom.
Right.
And, yeah, and then she's putting out a sex tape who says, oh, my God, I don't know how that got out there. But
really?
Then admits to making money off of it and funds off of
it. So you think she made it on purpose?
Oh, yeah,
and released
absolutely.
It on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
There's talks about it all over the place. But I just think it's interesting how, and basically it's Vivid is willing to pay six figures for it.
Wow.
Which is, that's just insanely crazy.
Yeah.
And she had the sex tape with an adult film star, James Dean.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of him. He lives around here somewhere.
So he filmed the sex tape, and yeah.
So that's clear.
Right.
That this was done, like, you know, with plans in advance.
Yeah.
That's bullshit, man. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah. This helicopter pilot, I guess, was texting and crashed his helicopter with three people in it.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, how do you fucking text and fly a helicopter?
I don't understand that. That doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, you can't even drive a car when you text, for crying out loud, you know? I can't do it. I can't even read text message without almost hitting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So I try not to, you know, as tempting as it is to read the text, I just, I don't do it. I mean, the worst I'll do is wait. When I'm waiting at the light, I will read it, but that's about it, you know? So it's very dangerous. People don't understand that. It's very, very distracting.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, that's
so
crazy.
We know this. Now, we needed Dick Cheney to tell us that we started talking about this.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I guess we needed him to tell us that we're in deep doo-doo on North Korea. These are his exact words.
I think it's
we're
funny.
Deep doo-doo.
Good. We'll somehow make light of it, you know? Yeah.
I guess we should, huh?
He's not in office anymore. Why does he give a shit?
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. I never liked his personality. He always came across as pompous. And
really? I think he's funny.
Do you?
Yeah. I like him. But then again, people think that I'm an asshole. So
yeah.
Whatever.
Well, we have another phone call coming, but we got to go, folks. So we're going to wrap up for today. Are we going to be off the next couple of days, Brigetta?
Oh, yeah, I am working a convention.
Oh, okay. What kind? Can you tell us? Okay.
It's in Anaheim.
Oh, okay.
That's all. That's
as long as it's not an adult industry convention, we're good.
You'd never catch me on there. Ever. Ew. I already told you, if I were to be the one that got stabbed in that whole stabbing, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, I got stabbed. I'd be like, oh my God, did I contract something from the knife that I... Because how many other people did he stab with it? Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's what I would be concerned about.
Okay.
I told you, I'm literally crazy when it comes to like...
Yeah.
Ugh.
Disease.
Disgusting.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you, I guess, on Monday.
On Monday.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.